Power supply design notes, comparing different efficiencies of devices. This tutorial illustrates several simulations of power circuits driving resistive loads with different devices. Its purpose is to find out which electronic switch, given the same power supply voltage and load impedance, is the most efficient. Switching devices over the years. Electronic switches have come a long way over the years and have gotten more powerful. Their evolution concerns various factors such as resistance of the conduction channel, ever lower costs, ever higher switching speed, reduction of the occupied space and less overall dimensions, higher efficiency. These are extremely important characteristics, which allow having applications that weren't imaginable 30 years ago. Initially, the bipolar transistor was the only real power switch. It requires a high base current to conduct, has very slow shutdown characteristics, and is affected by problematic thermal drift. MOSFETs became popular, as they are controlled in voltage and not in current. MOSFETs are not affected by thermal drift, and switching losses are lower. For this reason, it was the most used component in power converters. IGBTs took over in the 1980s. An IGBT is a hybrid component between the bipolar transistor and the MOSFET. It has the conduction characteristics of a bipolar transistor, but it is voltage controlled like a MOSFET. IGBTs are affected by thermal drift, which can be reduced with an additional electrical circuit. Nowadays, SiC and GaN MOSFETs are the new electronic switches and are characterized by exceptional performance. IGBTs handle voltages of 5,000 volts and currents of 1,000 amps, but the maximum switching frequency does not exceed 100 kHz. MOSFETs work well in high frequency, but the on resistance is relatively high. These problems are overcome with SiC devices. We will not go into technical details, but we will carry out some simple simulations in a static regime to calculate the efficiency of each individual element. Efficiency. In the world of power electronics, efficiency is an easy term to conceptualize. 100% is a great value, 0% is bad. Efficient use of energy is a key factor in many applications. Efficiencies above 90% are considered good results, but modern devices allow even higher efficiencies. An efficient power supply obtains less energy waste in the form of heat, which reduces the average life of the electronic components. Efficiency has a great effect on the reliability and durability of the final equipment, as well as on energy consumption. If efficiency is higher, power dissipation and thermal losses are lower. In very high power converters, even a small percentage of efficiency improvement translates into enormous energy savings and therefore economic savings. Furthermore, the higher the efficiency, the lower the operating temperature of the passive and active components, and the better the overall reliability of the system. Efficiency is calculated as the output power divided by the input power, and is usually expressed as a percentage. The difference between input power and output power is the wasted and lost power in the power supply in the form of heat. The basic formula for calculating the efficiency of a circuit is: the lower this resistance of the conduction channel of the device, the greater the efficiency of the circuit. In this way, the electronic component will dissipate less heat and will work better. Electronic components used. For our tests and simulations, we have chosen some very powerful and robust electronic components. See Figure 1. Real workhorses used massively in power projects, and which are still widely used today. The following list also describes the most important characteristics. Transistor BJT2N3055, VCE 100 volts, IC 7 amps, P 115 watts, TJ 200 Celsius, Beta 70, MOSFET SIIRF 530, VDS 100 volt, RDS on 0.18 ohm, ID 14 amps, P 150 degrees Celsius, IGBT IXYH82N120C3, VCE 1200 volt, VGE 20 volts, P 200 amps, TJ 1050 Celsius. Psych MOSFET UF3 SC06507K4. VDS 650 volt.